in the presence of greatness one more time. 21 past 8, Joe Jenkins from Central Hudson. Joe, the title does not fit on a business card. It's too big. What is it?
Relations.
Say that again, please.
The Director of Media Relations.
Thank you very much for coming in. Good job.
Of course.
So this is, you've got something actually interesting going on, and it's called, well, you've teamed up with the Home Boost.
That's right.
And it is a way for people to monitor their usage.
That's right.
All right. So you tell me what it is all about. It's a very cool thing.
Yeah, it's a very neat program that, again, we partnered with a company called Home Boost and the Mid-Hudson Library System. And what the Home Boost program is it's an app that you can download onto your smartphone. And if you go to one of the participating libraries in our system, if you have a library card, you can take out what we call a Home Boost kit. And within that kit is a thermal camera that hooks up to your smartphone. So you can hook it up to your phone, whether it be an iPhone or an Android device, download the app, and it walks you through a step-by-step process where you can do a self-audit, energy audit on your home, where you can see where either your heat or your cooling is escaping. And it will give you, within a few days of going through the process, it will give you a report that is normally valued at $100. We're giving it to folks for free right now.
Whoa.
And it will give you a report and tips on how you can really seal up your home, make it more energy efficient. And that is the number one way to keep your utility bills down, is by keeping your home nice and tight and make sure that energy isn't escaping. And what this camera does is it'll show you directly whether it's your windows or if you're lacking insulation in a certain wall or anything like that. It's a really great product, and it's been really, really well received.
So it's available. It works with what, Android and what else?
And iPhones.
It works with Android and iPhones. And I know that the Poughkeepsie Public Library rents them out.
That's right. Yep.
They rent them out, and I assume it's for whatever length of time, but I don't know what is it. How long does the process take? I mean, if I rented one today and hooked it up, how long would it take to register the stuff?
You could, in theory, go through and do all of the recording that day. You
really?
Could bring it home, do it that day. It shouldn't take more than, depending on the size of your home.
Yeah.
And then there's some information you may, if you have it on hand, that you can add into the app about the age of your home, if you know what kind of windows you have, and the more information, square footage,
yeah,
things like that, because the more information you provide, the more accurate that report is going to be. But, you know, you could take an hour, maybe 2 hours to do it. It's kind of self-guided, self-paced.
Yes.
And then once you're complete, once you submit everything, in about 2 to 3 days, you'll get that report from the Home Boost company that'll give you tips and tricks on how to seal up your home a little bit better.
Really?
Yeah. And what we're doing right now with the library specifically, on top of giving that report for free, is once you return the kit, while supplies last, and I'm not sure how many there are left, but once you return the kit, you will get a small weatherization kit from Central Hudson that includes things like door sweeps, a small can of spray foam, things like that, so you can get started right away on sealing up your home with anything.
Well, that's a good deal.
Yeah, it's great.
There's no reason, and what a great time of year to do this, too.
Yeah.
Right as you start to seal up for the colder weather. That is really cool.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's available at the Poughkeepsie Library.
It's at 10 different locations in the Mid-Hudson Library System right now.
Okay.
Certainly in Poughkeepsie at the Adrian's Library and a number of other locations, and we're looking to expand it.
Oh, that is so very cool. That's a really good deal. By the way, we lost power last week. And Saturday night into Sunday. And we're driving home on Sunday after coming back from Adams, and my wife gets a text from Central Hudson. You guys got power back yet? I said, well, that's pretty cool. I don't remember them. Maybe they have, but I don't remember ever having them checked up on us to see if it was restored, and it was.
Yeah.
So that's good. Is that a Joe Jenkins brainchild?
I wish I could take credit for it, but folks in my department, certainly, you know, we know that we live in the age of Amazon right now,
yeah,
right? And you can order something on your phone and you get a notification that says that truck is 10 stops away from your house.
Yeah.
So we need to ramp up our communications, especially when it comes to power outages. You know, we strongly recommend that folks, if you are phone savvy, that you sign up for the text alerts so that we can keep you up to date on power outages. We'll notify you if there's a power outage, even if you're not home. Right. And then let you know when power comes back on. And, you know, those added communications about did you get power back, things like that. We know that that's really important just to level set and keep expectations where they need to be with our customers because, you know, transparency is really important. And like I said, you know, and back in the 80s when the power went out, it came back on when it came back on. But we live in a different world where electricity is a necessity, so we need to communicate better about it.
Talking to Joe Jenkins from Central Hudson, there are some things that are very confusing on these bills. And well, I'm not real good at reading any bills because it's just too much. my brain doesn't work that way. But I mean, the state charges,
yes,
the surcharges on these bills. Could you explain those? What percentage? I guess we're talking about percentages here.
Yeah, and it's true. We see that you know, there's a lot of line items on your bill and a lot of numbers, and it can become confusing and intimidating. We are striving to become a little bit more transparent about that, and we're exploring new and different ways to explain your utility bill better. But one of the things that's really come about and people are concerned about with the bottom line on that bill is what are we doing to kind of keep your costs in line? And, you know, we went through to great lengths to try and minimize bill impacts when we got our new rates approved. And we're doing everything to keep our side of the business as efficient as possible. But the reality is about 58 cents of every dollar you give to Central Hudson goes to somebody else. It goes to New York State for fees or surcharges. It goes to the third party producers of electricity or natural gas. So it's a key message that we want to get out there to make sure that folks know that it's, you know, we're doing everything we can. By all means, we should be held accountable for how we run our business. But, you know, we need to make sure that we have good working and meaningful relationships with our lawmakers and our regulators to make sure that that 58% of your bill is being managed properly, too.
Good. All right. Now, just I want to just hit on this one more time just to recap this, the home boost thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's available at several libraries throughout the area.
Yeah, and you can find the list of participating libraries right now on our website at centralhudson.com. And again, if it's available, there's a kit for iPhones, for Android devices. You can take it out if you have a library card. If they don't have a device at your particular location, you can request it. We're looking to expand it again, but again, it's just a thermal camera that hooks up to your phone. Once you complete the steps of downloading the app and following through on all of the different steps through the process, within a few days, you'll get a report valued at $100 for free right now, and we'll help you seal up your home and keep those energy bills down.
That sounds good. That sounds like a wonderful thing. There's one more wonderful thing that I need to chat with you about. The Cubs won.
Yeah.
And not only did they win, but they clinched a playoff spot yesterday in Pittsburgh.
Hey, Chicago, what do you say? Cubs are going to win today.
Cubs are going to win today. I love it. I actually watched. I got home in about the sixth inning, and it was 7-4. And I said, and then they said, well, they're nine outs away from. I didn't realize it was a clinching day.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
I said, there you have it. Joe Jenkins, Central Hudson. Listen, thank you, man. We're going to chat again in the next couple of weeks.
Sounds good.